This is Grahan. Today is eclipse. Every day of our lives, we should try to find an opportunity to reach out to the spiritual world, to reach out to the pastimes of Gauranga and Radha and Krishna and Braj. We become so much externally absorbed in our duties, in our prachar, in our management, and our outreach programs. But we also have to reach within ourselves. Outreach means outreach, they say, preaching, outreach programs, prachar, helping others. We also have to reach within ourselves. We're so busy preaching, helping others, but what about helping ourselves? We have the phrase, physician, heal thyself. So we are giving out so much medicine. And what are we giving out? Harikatha. But we're giving out harikatha of a particular type of tattva, sambandha tattva. Because what's important for the general class of people is sambandha tattva of five particular categories. Ishvara tattva, who is God? Kala tattva, what is time? Prakriti tattva, what is this world? What is this world? What does it mean? Why am I here? And then jiva tattva, who is a jiva? Kala tattva, karma chakra. Why do good things happen to bad people? No, bad things happen to good people. So these are the five subjects which we preach to establish a sambandha, relationship between the jivas and God. We preach these five subjects all the time. Bhagavad Gita classes, Bhagavad Gita seminars, temple classes, Bhagavatam. It's all what we call this subject, outreach. But what is the subject for us? For the sadhakas, for the initiated devotees. Our subject is sambandha prayojan. We have sambandha. We've taken diksha. We have connection. We have bandh. We have connection. Tight connection with Guru and God. By sharanagati, and by seva, and by samarpan. Mantan dan guru samarpan. That's fixed, that's established. Ami Krishna Das. May Krishna Das hum. But now, what particular type of das, how to practice bhakti, what is sadhana tattva, what is sadhya tattva, what is prayojana tattva, this is the subject matter which we must, as initiated devotees, relish deeply. So we heard yesterday from Brother Govinda Maharaj, he's telling us, learn Sanskrit, make it familiar, make it natural, study the verses, and moreover, dive into Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is prayojana tattva, rasa tattva. Prayojan, bhagat ras, the ras of the devotees, the Bhagavats, and the Lord. So we have, this is our, ras is our relish. We relish ras. And ras is what makes us satisfied internally. So unless we every day reach out to the lila of Gaur and Gauranga, we can't experience this ras. We can't inject our consciousness, our hearts with ras, unless we associate with ras. And ras comes in the form of the book Bhagavat and the Mahabhagavat. So by Saru Sangha, then we rasika bhakta sahasanga. Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, he's telling a Panchanga Bhakti, there's Bhagavat. We should hear the Bhagavatam optimally, or ideally, we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Swarana, Rasik Bhakta Sahasanga. We should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in association with Rasik Bhaktas. They're experiencing Ras. So then, by hearing from them and reading the Rasya Shastras and hearing from them, then we can, that rust will enter our, into the field of our hearts. We have a heart of bhakti because we've taken diksha. Bhakti is in our heart. Now we have to nourish the lata, bhakti lata. So we have bija. Guruga's bija becomes lata by sevana, Krishna seva vasana. We get that desire to serve Krishna by the mercy of Guru. And we serve. But now we have a lata. Lata means creeper. Creeper means water. Water means rust. Ras, rasohom apsukanteya. I am the taste of water. Krishna says, rasohom apsukanteya. Rasoham, I am taste. So bhakti lata needs ras. Bhakti is ras, bhakti ras. Bhakti rasamrita sindhu. So where is the ras? Ras is with the rasik bhaktas and rasik shastras. So this is a daily thing. If we're very fortunate, we associate every day with the rasik bhakta. Sarusanga, Sarusanga, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Lava Matra Sarusanga, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. What is Sarva Siddhi? What is Sarva Siddhi? Anima Siddhi, Prapti Siddhi, Lagima Siddhi. That is for the gyanis, yogis. But our sadhu is a bhakta, premi. Premi Bhakta Sangha. So our sadhu sangha is premi Bhakta Sangha, Krishna Bhakta Sangha. Krishna Bhakta Sangha. A bhakta, we say that asat sangha tyag, a Vaishnavachar. The abhakta, there's a definition. This is a Vaishnava. He avoids asat sangha, temporary association. Asat sangha tyag, a Vaishnavachar. So those that are not bhaktas, those that are materialists, we don't associate. So when we associate with bhaktas, then we get the rasa, comes in our heart. Then our bhakti lata grows very strong, and leaves appear, and flowers appear, and fruits appear. And then the fruits have rasa. Rasa is that sweet taste of love, that sweet taste of affection. Without affection and love, you dry up. The lata of the creeper without water, it dries up. Sunshine and water, heat, hot and cool, right? Sun is hot, water is cool, cooling. So we need the hot rays or the chastisements of the guru. Guru is as hard as a lightning bolt and as soft as a rose. So the shiksha of guru is the sun rays for the lata. But what about rasa? Because a plant will grow and produce leaves and grow very nicely with sun rays. But a plant will not produce rasa without moon rays. They have hydroponic gardening and so many fancy scientific arrangements to grow vegetables in Antarctica, vegetables in Iceland, vegetables, tomatoes, and all kinds of things. They make big greenhouse and they make Grolux lights, artificial lights, and they kind of imitate the frequency of ultraviolet, like the sunshine. And so they grow plants like that in houses and apartments, Grolux lights, and so the plants grow. Hydroponic, they grow hydroponic tomatoes. It's just a big fish tank with water and urea solution, all these things, nitrogen. And tomatoes take root in the water and they make tomatoes. But they're only exposed to artificial sunlight through these light bulbs, these artificial light. But they're not exposed to moonlight because they're indoor. It's indoor gardening, greenhouse. And they take the tomato, looks like the tomato, same color, shape, everything. It tastes like crap. It tastes like, you know, dung, stool. It doesn't taste like anything. Because the moon rays. Krishna says, I become the moon and supply the juice of life to all the taste of vegetables. So the rasa means taste. It comes from the moonlight. So what is the moonlight? The sunlight is Krishna's shiksha. Krishna's shiksha given by Guru's shiksha. That's the sunlight. So now you have a healthy plant, but it's producing, but the fruits, it won't have any taste. What is the taste of bhakti? Bhakti, the taste of bhakti is affection and love. And that comes from ras. So the plant needs sunlight and water. So the water for the bhakti lata is not water, but ras, bhakti ras. Bhakti ras comes from rasik bhakta or rasik shastra. So daily when we associate with rasik shastra, it's Krishna's lila. That's why I started by saying we have to always reach out to Krishna's lila. The in-reach. We outreach and give preaching, but we have to reach out, which means reach in to who we are, what is our relationship with Krishna, and reach out to Radha and Krishna's leelas. And then when we touch them and read about them daily, then some rasa comes, because these are rasa shastras. If you fall into the ocean, if you slip and only your foot falls in, then your foot goes overboard the ship and then you get some wet foot. But if your whole body falls off the boat, then you get soaked. So the more you go inside the rasa shastra, lila shastra, the more you get soaked and drenched in ras. Then the bhakti becomes very strong, the internal bhakti, lata. Because you may look, he's strong devotee. But they use terms. He dried up. He wants to get married. He's looking for affection. He's looking for love and affection in woman. Sweet words, gentle touch, soft touch, hankering for the softness. The softness is within the lata. Creeper is very soft. We want softness and taste. Bhakti is softness and taste. Komala and aswarana. Komala and aswarana. It's taste. Swarana. But how does the plant get the taste? It has to be exposed to the moon rays. How does the bhakti lata get taste? It has to be exposed to rasa. And the rasa, the moon, the shastra are moonlight. The Rasa Shastras are moonlight. They are the moonlight. And the Bhagavad Gita is the sunlight. And the Bhagavatam is the moonlight. And Krishna's Leela is coming under the moonlight, Krishna Chandra. Rasa Purnima, Sharad Purnima, moonlight. The moonlight of Radha's smile. There's so many beautiful descriptions. So when we read these pastimes, then the rasa begins to flow and nourishes our bhakti, and our bhakti grows very nicely. It becomes tasty. The taste, the internal taste of bhakti expresses itself as affection and satisfaction. Affection in the heart and satisfaction in the heart. So there's no more hankering. Lobe. I'm relishing rasa. The taste, the inner taste. This is necessary. It's incumbent upon every bhakta, initiated bhakta, to nourish his bhakti lata with regular downpours of ras. Madhurya kadambini. Madhurya kadambini. A rain shower of sweetness. What do we want in life? We want sweetness, affection. Sweetness, affection, fulfillment, satisfaction, charm, beauty. This is all available in Krishna's Leela, Gaur Leela. So we find a particular day. Oh, it's today. Oh, today is a Grahan. Oh, it's a lunar Grahan. Okay, so what? So there's all kinds of yamas and niyams to observe this day in terms of puja and particular eating and all kinds of mantra, purushcharan, and mantra siddhi, and many things can be attained during eclipses, these grahans. They're very powerful times for spiritual entrance into the mystical domain of mantra. What will require 40 days or several months of mantra and puja and Brahman bhojan and so many elaborate things to observe a purushcharan brat, which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati observed, and Bhakti Vinod and all the six Goswamis is described in Hari Bhakti Vilas in about 300 pages, 200 pages, how to observe Purushcharan Brat. And the result is one gets darshan of his Ishtadev, Govinda Darshan, Radha Govinda Darshan. But it's rigorous and demanding and difficult. So it says right there in Hari Bhakti Vilas itself, if someone can get the benefit of a full purushcharan by observing the grahan, the eclipse, that's a whole science which is not so much generally understood. That's another subject. But come to know of all these things when you live over here. Because in the cities it's preaching and outreach. But here it's people come to retire in Vrindavan, die in Vrindavan, and go internal. So these things come known. So now we have to think, oh, this is what is special about this day? I remember once I gave a lecture in Chopadi Beach, actually. And because the day before something was an auspicious day, I said, today is a very auspicious day. It's so-and-so, Bhakti Vinod's appearance day. So I was somehow that was in my mind. So I gave class and I said, so today, Bhagavatam, this is a very auspicious day. This is the day. And everyone was looking at me, what's today? I said, today is a very auspicious day. And then I said, it's Thursday. And that's all. Everybody looked. Everyone's like, oh, we didn't know. There's some day we didn't know on the calendar. Maharaj is going to tell us about a very special auspicious day. Today is a very auspicious day. And it's a very auspicious day. And then people were saying, Maharaj, what is it? I said, it's Thursday. You heard out of here. Somebody, they were laughing about that for some few days. So for devotees, every day is an auspicious day to try to connect with the Leela. So we can think, oh, and we get excited when something new enters our brain. We get excited. Okay, every day we read the Krishna book or we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and contact and get or hear Maharaj speaking these things, and we get connected with the Leelas of Gaur and Govinda. But then when it's on special day, then, oh, what's today? Well, today is an eclipse. It's a lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipses start 9 hours before is the Sutak period, and it goes after the Moksha. The actual period is 12 hours for the moon. Starts at 6:15 today and goes to 6:15. But 9 o'clock this morning, which was 6 and 12, that was 9 hours before. That's called Sutak, contamination period. All the deities close it. No more darshan. Puja samapt. So what happened? Okay, so what's it? Okay, it's a grahan. I should be this watch, do this and this and that. Okay, what about Leela? What's happening? Oh, lunar eclipse. Garanga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gorpanim ki jai. So 500 and whatever, 28, 29 years ago, whatever it is, Garanga Mahaprabhu appeared in the evening time, because the eclipses of the moon are always in the evening, and everyone was in the Ganga and they're all chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Because that's the mantra there, Hari Bol. Every place has its mantra. Right? You go to Natwara, they say, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Or they say, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. You go to Badrinath and Haridwar and all these places, Om Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. And you go to Navadvip and all the rikshawalas, Hari Bol, Hari Bol Babru. Mandir jao, ke korjo, ke bolche, horrible. Someone said, because you know Hindi and Marathi and English and maybe so many languages, now you learn Sanskrit by the blessings of Maharaj yesterday. You all learn Sanskrit, and or you know already, which is quite good. So it's easy for you, you're intelligent young devotees. So now it's easy to learn Bengali. I'll tell you a trick to make it easier for you. And you'll like it very much, especially the brahmacharis. Or maybe you're all brahmacharis, hopefully. You take 4 rasgullas. Sounds good so far. You like my language school? It's called Rasa Gula Bhasha. Rasa Gula Bhasha. Bhasha means language, no? Yeah. So now you put them in your mouth. Now it sounds even better, right? Sounds very good. And tastes very good also. So you can do 2 on this side and 2 on this side, or 3 and 1, as you choose. 2 rasgullas here and 2 inside. Now the rasgullas are there. Then you begin to speak Bengali. So this is, of course, the transcendental Leela that Gauranga Mahaprabhu enacted on Gaur Purnim, was it Grahan, lunar Grahan, eclipse of the moon. And he, by arranging for this Grahan, it is told in Padma Purana and other Shastras that it's very inauspicious time for the earth. Whenever there's a solar Surya Grahan or Chandra Grahan, Grahan. That it's a possibility that the earth may be destroyed. The earth is put in such a position that some meteor may come. It's a little bit off its orbit because the sun and moon are so much controlling the minute turning of the earth and all these things, rotation, that when there's eclipse of these major bodies which create so much pull and gravity and all these things, it affects all the planets. So this is, we've heard sannyasis tell this, learned sannyasis, Gaudiya sannyasis, that it's a very dangerous time materially for the earth. And this was generally understood quite a lot before, because we are earth, living on this earth, so this is a collective karma and a collective experience of everyone that we have to suffer together, enjoy together. In some sense, this is a collective karma. The king goes crazy, the whole country suffers. The prime minister declares war, and all of a sudden there's bombs dropping all our heads. We didn't declare war, but he did. So we suffer somehow. So then the people would know that now it's business as usual. It's a major eclipse fully covering India. A very serious day, and people going to disco and here, there, everywhere. Life as usual, full speed. Or they said, they say Hari Bol, and in Vrindavan they say Radhe Radhe, and they go to ISKCON, they say Hare Krishna. ISKCON they say Hare Krishna. and the Hari Bol in Mayapur, and Jai Sri Krishna, then like this. The idea is mantra is access. Mantra is the key to entrance. If you want to enter the Dham, it's by mantra. Nam Rup Gun Lila Parishishta Dham. You want to enter Gaur Dham, then Hari Bol. You want to enter Natwara Dham, then Jai Sri Krishna. You want to enter Radha Dham, Vrindavan, then Radhe Radhe. Radhe Radhe Bolo, Vrindavan Me Dolo. And now this is the general mantra that's chanted all over Vrindavan by Brijvasis. Radhe Radhe Bolo, Vrindavan Me Dolo. Dolo means wander here, wander around Dolo, the sad. But if you live in Radhakund, people are very specific here. Like someone might say, what are you studying? Engineering. Well, sometimes it's chemical engineering, or there's mechanical, there's so many types of engineering. Usually you say this type. Now, what kind of engineering? Then you say like this. I'm studying science. Well, what do you mean science? Well, you know, genetic engineering, this, that, the other. So when you come here, then you say, if you say to some panda, you try to be smart, you know, like you think you're smart, like you're with it, and you say, Radhe Radhe Bolo Vrindavan Me Dolo, which I said once, tried to be smart to one panda here, Radhakundavasi, Kundavasi. And he looked at me and said, ah, what is this? Radhe Radhe Vrindavan, ah, Vrindavan, ah. Radhe Radhe Bolo Radhakund Me Dolo. This is Mamata. Mamata Bhav, Mamata Bhav, Mamata. Mamata. The tendency to be me. The tendency of mine, to be mine. Mora Prananath, Mora Rupa, Mora Raghunath, Mamata. Necessary, bhav, in bhakti. Bhakti means love. Love means possession. If there's no possession, there's no love. If there's no sense of possessiveness, there's no prem. That's why when there's possessiveness, then one gets envious. Then there's man. Krishna's mind. Tadiya bhav, madiya bhav. Tadiya bhav, madiya bhav. Radharani's bhav is madiya, Krishna's mind. And Chandravali's bhav is, I am Krishna's. I belong to Krishna. I mean, I belong to Krishna. But Krishna may think, okay, you think you belong to me, but okay, you think like that. But Radharani says, I know Krishna is mine, madhya bhav. So the devotee must have mamata bhav. Like we say, oh, shikshastakam, you come to my house, you see my deities. Oh, we have Radha and Krishna in the temple. No, no, I have my Radha and Krishna. Have you seen my Radha and Krishna? So this is necessary. It's not oneness, it's individuality. Radharani feels possessive, Yashoda feels possessive, Balaram feels possessive towards Krishna. This is necessary. So today is also an eclipse, but it's a lunar eclipse, and Garunga appeared. So on this particular day, let me read about Garunga's appearance. This eclipse, this particular day, okay, this is a particular day, and we have to observe certain yamas and niyamas to preserve our purity or to increase our attachment by performing austerities or chanting mantras or so many things that we may learn to do and Guru may guide. But then we want to use this day as an udipan or an excitant or stimulant or catalyst to catapult our consciousness towards the center of reality, towards the Prayojan. Oh, yeah. Well, this is a lunar eclipse. What happened lunar eclipse? Lunar eclipse. Oh, Mahaprabhu's appearance. Let me get out Chaitanya Bhagavat. Let me read about it. And all of a sudden we get enthusiasm to read. And then we immerse ourselves in the Leela. We try to see the Ganga. And everybody's there. Gnostics, Pashandis, everyone is there. The Shaktas, the Bhaktas, everyone is there inside the Ganga. Because everyone's feeling the same fear. And so the fear of maybe our planet becomes destroyed. People had this idea. God-fearing men, they have this term. Oh, he's God-fearing. Now, God is God. God is dead. So they're all there. They were one at this point. That's why Krishna left the Rasa dance. He disappeared from Radharani to bring a oneness in mind, a oneness in heart. As Radharani was in her Paksha party, Paksha Sakhi party, and then Chandravali is Vipaksha. Vipaksha and Paksha. And Surit and Tatastha. There's neutral party to Radharani, Tatastha Sakis and Surit, friendly party, then Vipaksha Sakhi, anti-party, against Vipaksha, group, section, partition, group, right? Vipaksha, Krishna Paksha, then the Shukla Paksha. So then there's Swapaksha, my gopis, Ashta Sakis, Ashta Sakhi Brinda, Ashta Sakhi Shiromani Shri Radha Ki Jai. So now they have different minds, different outlooks, Tadiyabhav, Madhiyabhav. Oh, some envy. Oh, who is this? What? Who has gone alone with Krishna? Look, he must like her more than us. And different sakis are speaking in the Rasa Leela, in the five chapters of the Rasa Dance, Rasa Panchadhaya. And then the Acharyas identify Lalita speaking here, a friendly party, and this one, Chandravali speaking, Padma, Vipaksha Sakhi, Shaibya, Vipaksha Sakhi, anti-party, rival Sakhi. And the tone and the mood and the intonation of the voice in the Sanskrit indicates who's speaking. But Krishna is saying this is not good. There should be harmony. Unity and diversity. Unity and diversity. Oh, Chandravali has a different bhav, and there's different kinds of Nayaka bhav, and this bhav and that bhav, and different sakis represent different types of moods of love and sentiments of affection towards Krishna. Kalahantrita bhav, and Utkantita bhav, and Sajika bhav, and Abhisarika bhav, and all these bhavas are there. Nayaka bhav. The loving mood of the heroine, the lover, brought in the different gopis. So Krishna wanted to eliminate all this anti-feelings and make a oneness, a harmony. Oh, there's diversity, different types of gopis and different moods of love, but I want a unity here. I want a unity, and I want everyone to be united around the heart of Radharani. Because every single gopi in the Rasa dance is simply a petal or from the whirl of Radharani's lotus heart. Radharani's heart is like a lotus, the whirl of a lotus, the center of a lotus. And every single sakhi must become a unified petal, unified field. Each one's a petal there. And then the rasa, because the rasa mandala is shaped like a lotus. And the Sri Braj mandala is shaped like Padma, lotus. And the Jagannath Puri is shaped like conch, Shankh Kshetra, it's shaped like this, the shape is there. So this, then Krishna disappeared, and everybody became in one mind. So that's what Gauranga Mahaprabhu did. He brought everyone into one mind for his appearance. Everyone come to the Ganga, Shaktas, Bhaktas, Pashandis, Nashtiks, everyone, and everyone chant, Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
That's where this first started. Gauranga, Advaita Acharya and Haridas went down there and said, listen, Suno, Shuno. He said, listen, Bolo. He said, everyone chant after me. Harivo. Harivo.
Harivo.
I'll do a Rascula bowl. Haribo.
Haribo.
Now it's bona fide. It's authentic. So this is Chaupati Beach, Haribol. It started there in the Ganga. It started at Ganga in Gaur Pranim. Thousand, lakhs and lakhs of people chanting. Then Gauranga came down. Unity. That was the point. So now, this is the day also of the another eclipse. Another eclipse comes to mind. So we read about Gauranga, and we get some Adhikar to approach Radha and Krishna, some blessings of Gaur Leela. It's called Gaur Chandrika. Gaur Leela Chandrika. The Gaur Leela, the pastimes of Gauranga, are Chandrika. Chandrik, or Chandrika. Means like a beam of the moon. Indu. Kripa Indu. Kripindu. Interesting concept. Kripa Indu. Kripindu. It's a beam. Indu means a light beam, moon beam. A soothing, cooling. Gaura Chandra. Gaura Chandra Kripa Indu. It's a cooling, affectionate, and compassionate wave of light, mercy, Kripa, from the heart of Gauranga, appearing as Gaur Leela. Gaur Leela Chandrika. This is Chandrika. And that light beam, when we take that beam and we travel on that beam from Gaur Leela, then that light beam takes us into Krishna Leela, Radha Krishna Leela, and that light beam illuminates it. Because Krishna, Radha Krishna Leela, is illuminated by moonbeams. Because it's Ratri Lila. Ratri Krita. Nisha. Nisha Lila. Nisha, like you see in Ramayana, they talk about these rakshas. Rakshashas, night rovers, it's called Nisha, Nishacharis? Nishachari, Nishachal. Nishachal, and in English it's translated night rovers. Night rovers, the rakshash. Man eaters, the cannibals, the demons. So Krishna's having Nisha Leela with Gopikas. 11:36 at night till 3:36 in the morning. This is Rakshash Muhurt. And 1 o'clock, 1:15, 2:30 is Rakshash Muhurt. We have Brahma Muhurt. Also, the demons have their dance time. We have our dance time. We get the dance floor in Mangalarti. The demons get the dance floor at 1 a.m. Everyone has to have a chance to dance. It's like Nidra Devi asked for a place to sleep, and Krishna said, go to the Bhagavatam class. There's a Leela about that in Puran, Nidra Devi. Anyway, it's another story. It's bona fide. Sleeping is bona fide. So when the temple president wakes up, no, I'm in Leela. I'm assisting Nidra Devi. She's very tired and she needs a place to sleep. So I'm being compassionate. We're Garanga Bhaktas. So I said, Nidra Devi, you can come over here. Because all the demigods were given places to sleep during the day and night because they have their palaces. So Nidra Devi says, at night I have no problem. At night I'm sleeping. But in the day the demigods, Indra goes in his bedroom, crashes out, this, that. No, they all have a place. But you gave me night as my place. Nidra, you have nighttime. Ratrikal. So now I sleep. But in the daytime, not everyone, where do I sleep? Because at night I sleep in the bodies of men. I sleep in the bodies of all animals. But in the day everybody's waking, all the men are awake. Where do I go? So Krishna said, you go to the class wherever Bhagavat Pat. In the daytime, wherever Bhagavat Pat's going on, I'm sure you'll find some sleepy people there. You go in there and you'll find your residence there. So this is also when we try to immerse ourselves in Gaur Leela, we collect some Kripa there, and we ride this moonbeam of Gaur Leela Chandrika, and that moonbeam carries us. And it prepares us to, with that compassion and that mercy and that illumination, it prepares us to approach and understand and appreciate the Leela of Radha and Krishna. As Gaur, he appeared during a lunar eclipse, and he appeared at that time. Krishna also had a Leela, Grahan Leela. Where was that Grahan Leela? Kurukshetra. So there's different statements about that, but how old Krishna was when he came to Kurukshetra for this Grahan. Some people say he was 51 years old, 60 years old, and was much later that, of course, the Battle of Kurukshetra took place. He was 90 or 100 or something like that. So now this day comes and we think, oh, yeah, eclipse. So this is also Krishna, this pastime, a solar eclipse. Of course, today's lunar. But we think, oh, eclipse. And I thought, oh, I'd like to read something about eclipse. Because what is the meaning of the word eclipse in English? Anyone knows? Eclipse.
Cover.
To cover. Eclipse means to cover, to, what do you
call it? Attack.
Attack? No, like someone says, oh, his fame was eclipsed. But the rising of this new movie star eclipsed his fame. So that means diminished. Yeah. Isn't it?
Countered.
Huh?
Countered.
Countered. Eclipse means to counter, to diminish, to cover. In other words, his fame became eclipsed, covered by my effulgence and tej and prabhav. So that's interesting. So this is the meaning of eclipse, that the sun or the moon in this case becomes covered, or its influence becomes reduced, because Rahu, or one Muhurta or so, he swallows the moon. So now, I looked in some books and I said, oh, Gopal Champu, I haven't read about eclipse there. This English is not so first class. Maybe you know in Hindi you have, it's much more in depth and clearer or Sanskrit, it's even better if you read Sanskrit, because Jiva Goswami wrote in Sanskrit this book, Gopal Champu. It's available in Hindi with Sanskrit, with the Sanskrit verses in Hindi like that. You know, it's available in Vrindavan, Gopal Champu, Radha Damodar Mandir, or some Hindi bookstores down by Banki Bihari. It's by Banamali Shastri. Banamali Shastri has made very fine books. He made 30, 40 years ago. He did commentaries and printed very nice books. Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Hindi, Sanskrit, and commentaries, and then Gopal Champu. Some of my students have them, and then I compare when I'm doing research, and I say, this English is saying like that, and then they look in the Sanskrit and Hindi, and they say, excuse me. Very good editions. Banamali Shastri editions. He did a whole Bhagavatam, too, with 11 commentaries, I think, also. So then I found, and it's a very wonderful discussion, so we hear philosophy all the time, and everyone's always telling us what to do and what not to do, and when you're here, what to do and don't do, and don't step on this ant, and be nice to this guy, and don't offend this guy, and all this. But what about, you know, the bhakti ras, you know, what about the ras? Bhakti means ras. Bhakti means bhakti ras. As bhakti is, you know, it's all mixed up, and finally it comes to a platform where we relish bhakti ras at the level of bhava. When the Vishuddha Sattva mixes in our heart, then we experience bhakti ras with the five components, stai rati and vyavachari and sanchari and all these things they mix together, then they produce bhakti ras in relationship to the Lamban Vibhav, Krishna. So now we'll hear about the pastime. I don't have it memorized. I haven't even read this chapter because this English is so difficult to digest. But we'll just kind of look at it as much as we have light. So what happened, of course, Krishna's in Dwarka. And if you read in the Bhagavatam, you read the story of Kurukshetra Leela. It comes in what chapter? 84 or something? 82, 84, 10th canto? Anyone know? Krishna book? You're too busy preaching. I believe it's Krishna Visits Kurukshetra is the title. And it's a Krishna book, which means Dasama Skanda. It's chapter 82 or 84 or something like this. Krishna Balar meet the residents or whatever they meet. That's in Vrindavan. Vrindavan's like chapter 60 and Kurukshetra is 80. Towards the end, obviously. 82, 84. Towards the end. There's 90 chapters. Now, this coming at the end, but actually some of the pastimes that happened before that, I mean, he's telling this Kurukshetra at the end, but it actually happened before some other pastimes. In the sequence of Dwarka Leela, as Krishna killed this demon and that demon and all these demons, but those demons were killed after he visited Kurukshetra. And then it's explained by Jiva Goswami. He says, the story, Krishna went to Kurukshetra from Dwarka with Balaram. But Shukadev in Bhagavatam, he placed the event very late in his narration because of the madness of Prem, which produced simultaneous revelation of pastimes. So he was in Prema. Shukadev was absorbed in Krishna Prema, Radharani's parrot. And he's speaking to Parikshit. And the time is running out. Now it's 10th canto. And he's absorbed in his own ecstasies, and the pastimes are appearing in his mind and heart as spurtis, as flashes. This pastime, and that pastime. And his ecstasy, oh, and then he killed Keshi, and then he killed Dhenukasura, and this one, that one. And he's telling the pastimes. And then, oh, Kurukshetra, oh, that one just, that wasn't full of that Braja Ras, that Braja Prem. And then that mood of Mathura. So then, all the other pastimes is sweetness. There's most sweetness in Braja Leela, then less sweetness in Mathura Leela, a little less sweetness in Dwarka Leela. But then the whole Kurukshetra Leela is so much pathos and so much strain, constraints and restrained feelings and so much difficulty there. So somehow that didn't flow in his consciousness. It was spontaneous. It's simultaneous because of madness of Prem. When you're a madman, you don't know what you're saying. A madman doesn't know what he's saying. But he's a madman, but he's a premi. Unmad premi, bhakt. He's totally mad, but in prema. So he's not speaking nonsense or prajapa. It's all harikata maritam tapta jivanam. It's all harikata, beneficial, sweet, powerful. attractive, satisfying. And it's just the flow is on. Like sometimes they say someone is on a roll, someone is speaking, and sometimes the preachers even know, sometimes you're preaching and it's just flowing, like the Ganga. Shlokas are coming and you know, you're just like Saraswati is favoring you. Isn't it? I mean, you're Brahmin from birth, Saraswati is your best friend, but she rarely visits me. Say that Saraswati resides in the hollow of the throat. No, the hollow, the inside, there's the throat in the hollow. She Vagishvari. She resides there because there's a bija mantra for Saraswati and a yantra and a bija mantra for Saraswati. And it tells, and there's a meditation, a dhyan, Saraswati dhyanam. And it says to meditate and the hollow of your throat, that Saraswati's sitting there on lotus and all that, so many things. Many esoteric things we became interested in. Because that's the way it goes. At any rate, so now here's the setting. What Kurukshetra is coming at the end, and what happened is that Krishna actually, he was in Dwarka, and Krishna sent some letters. He wrote some letters, and he sent one letter to Nanda Maharaj and other devotees from Dwarka to Vrindavan. Then he sent another letter to the gopis. So one day, a letter arrived in Nandagram from Dwarka. And Sri Krishna wrote in the letter, this is Krishna's letter. Oh Father, as long as I have not destroyed my enemies, I have simply been desiring how we can meet. I am suffering in your separation. But now I have found a solution after a long time of not being able to see you. There's an eclipse coming up and Kurukshetra will be full of people. There I can easily meet you. The cows, of course, you should know. I still remember the cows of Braj. The cows of Braj are my life. They are my very heart. And my coward boyfriends, my gopas, Sridham, Subal, they are my actually very life. I want you, Father, you come to Kurukshetra, but the cows, they should stay. The cow should stay in Braj, and the coward boy should stay in Braj with the cows. They should not go. So everyone, this letter was written, and this letter was read out to everyone in the royal theater. In the royal theater in Nandagram, there's a royal theater there in the palace, and there's so many productions would go on there for Krishna's pleasure. So all the Brijvasis, they gathered there and heard the news from Krishna. So he was inviting, please come there and we will meet. And then Krishna sent another letter, a second letter, with very secret, concealed words. And he sent it to the gopis. Then Krishna said, Though whenever I meet with you secretly and privately at Nibritanikunj Lila, it is always very delightful and very charming. And I'm meeting with you, but you're not aware. And Garga Samhita and other Shastras say that Krishna comes every night. He actually comes every night, and he meets with the gopis and he dances. And I'm coming, and I'm meeting secretly with you every night. But you think it is only spurti. Spurti means like a vision. A vision that's so deep and so real, you feel that you can reach out and touch the person. And then if you go out to reach out and touch the person, then that spurti leaves, and then you wake up in Bilap and you lament. Oh, what did I see? What was happening? What was I doing? How is I serving Krishna? How is he smiling at me? How is he looking at me? Oh, where is he gone? Oh. Vilap Kusamanjali, Dasko Swamipad. Very deep feelings. Separation mood. Virahabhav. You're not aware. All beloved gopis, please, you come to Kurukshetra at once. And we can meet together. And if we can meet there, then we can continue to maintain our lives. Hearing the news, Yashoda and Radharani and all the gopis became very eager to go to Kurukshetra. Now, all the gopis are married. Radharani's married to Abhimanyu. Chandravali's married to Govardhan Mala. Lalita Vishaka, they're all married. They have their husbands, which Prabhupada calls so-called husbands, like figment of the imagination. Figment of the imagination. So here, in this book, it's saying the apparent husbands were apprehensive about going to, about their wives going to Kurukshetra to see Krishna. Why do you want to go to Kurukshetra? Dwarkadish is coming with his retinue, his royal retinue, his Rajves and Hati, Gaur Palaki, Jayakaniya Lalaki, Ajke Ananda. So now they were apprehensive, the apparent husbands of the gopis in Vrindavan, they were very apprehensive and disturbed and nervous about their wives. The Brajavadu, the wives of the Brajagopis leaving Vrindavan and going to Kurukshetra. Why were they apprehensive? Jiva Goswami gives us three different reasons why they were apprehensive. But they were thinking that previously we had always prevented our wives from going out to meet Krishna whenever he played his flute and called them for the rasa dance. We said, no, you cannot go. But now we're thinking maybe we should allow them to go, because if we don't allow them to go, our wives, these gopis, are longing so much to see Krishna, there's a possibility they may die. And as they looked around in Braj, after everyone got this letter, Yashoda, Nanda, and all the coward men, Upananda and Sunanda, the apparent husbands of the gopis, they saw that everyone was very much dedicated to Krishna and very excited about going there, except them. They were not very dedicated to Krishna, the apparent husbands of the gopis. And they were not too excited to go see Krishna. But then they realized there was actually these three reasons. One is they saw the possibility their wives may die in separation if they can't go. They saw that the second reason, they saw everyone else was so excited and dedicated to Krishna wanting to go. Then they realized that it was impossible to prevent them from seeing Krishna. So then they gave up all interest in stopping the gopis. Now Krishna, the close friends of Krishna, they're very clever. Chatur. So the Chatur, the Chalak Balak. They're very clever. So then they engaged the apparent husbands in guarding Braj while showing great friendship on meeting them. There's a pretext of friendship. So Krishna told, he said, I want my friends to stay there with the cows. You see? I want them to stay there and protect the cows. But in Sanskrit, there's some very interesting play here. Because when Krishna said, I want the cows of Braj to stay in Braj, and I want the gopas to stay with the cows. Gopa means gopal. A gopa is a gopal. He protects the cows. So in the Sanskrit, he's saying, I want you to stay in Braj and protect the cows. But what is implied meaning is, I want you to stay in Braj so you can... Cows also means... Go means gopis. And go means senses. I want you to stay in Braj so you can protect my senses, so that I can meet with my senses, I can meet the gopis of Kurukshetra without the presence of their husbands. So therefore, the coward boys, his friends, got this message. So then, when they were deciding who would go to Kurukshetra and who would stay, because someone has to stay to protect the village, because only those that are very dedicated, which is so many, practically everyone, wants to go to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna from Dwarka, but someone must stay in order to protect all the cows and the settlements and the gold and the palaces and all these things. So they needed an army, some security force. So then the coward boys, they went to all the husbands, so-called husbands of the gopis, all Krishna's friends, his allies. They said, oh, Govardhan Mala, Abhimanyu, nice to meet you. How are you? Take some rasgulla, ladu. Ladus. Nice to meet you. How are you? So it's very nice. We heard you're going to stay back. You're staying back, isn't it? Yes. You're staying back from Kurukshetra. You have a very noble deed here to protect our settlement, our village of Nandagaon, and all the cows. And I'm sure Providence and Sri Deva and Durga and Shiva, they'll bless you so much. You're such a charitable person. You're so kind-hearted. You're so much warm and, you know, interested in helping people. This is a great pious deed you're doing, protecting the people. And because they were staying back already on Krishna's request. So then they made friends. So while showing great friendship, so then they all stayed back. And this way they diverted their attention. And then their wives ran out to meet Krishna at Kurukshetra. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki. These are the preparations so they can go. So now the anti-parties are being eliminated, the negative parties. So now the camera focuses on Yashoda. The letter came, news is out, people are excited, people have been appointed, security force has been arranged. So get out this negative party, apparent husbands, so-called husbands. Now what about Yashoda? Who are the key players in the Leela? Who is actually the key players in the Milan? In the Vrijbasi Krishna Vrijbasi Kurukshetra Milan Leela? Krishna Vrijbasi Kurukshetra Milan Leela. Who are the key players? Nanda, Yashoda. Rohini, of course, is coming from Dwarka side. She's over there with Vasudev Rohini. So the key players from Braj are Yashoda, Nanda, and then, of course, Radharani and Sakis. These are the main players. The main player? How do you say heroes? The heroes. Superstars in the movie. So now let's see. The camera focuses on Yashoda. And she heard because the letter came to the gopis, and the gopis all got together. Oh, Yashoda, listen. Krishna sent us a letter. He wants us all to go. Oh, yes, let's go together. Yashoda became very happy because she has so much affection for the gopis. Yashoda feels that the gopis are like her own daughters. Her own, how do you say daughter? What's the word for daughter?
Beti.
They're her own Beti. And then she... Yashoda could empathize and sympathize with the great pain that the gopis felt in separation from their dear friend and dear beloved Krishna, because she also was suffering great separation. So then she was excited to make Radha and the other gopis accompany her. So then she spoke. So when Radharani heard the news that she was being invited to Kurukshetra, she was already so emaciated since Krishna's disappearance in Ganda Mathura Dwarka. It's been 50 years. Some acharyas are saying Krishna left when he's 11, now he's about 50 or 60, so it's 50 years. Sometimes they say that Krishna and the gopis were separated for 100 years. That's when he finally came back and took them back, was 100 years. Because he left when he's 11, he came back 100 years later, 111, 120 like this, and then Krishna left. One form went back. And Brahmakun took all the Vrijbasis back. Another form went to Dwarka, and that's just described. But the Kurukshetra meeting is not coming back to Vrindavan to meet. You'll be separated for 100 years. There's some statement like that. So it was like that. But now it's been about 50 years. During that 50 years, Radharani wore the same sari she wore it when Akura came to take Krishna and Balaram out of Vrindavan. She was thin, emaciated, her senses had dried up. And when the Vrijbasis, when they heard about it, this is the excitement of the Vrijbasis when they were hearing about they're about to go to Kurukshetra. They were all trembling with anticipation of seeing Krishna. And their hairs in their body were standing up, and their eyes and faces were drenched with tears. They were so excited. Their teeth were clattering from trembling, and their minds were in a confused state, vismay. They were bewildered, vival. And their bodies became very thin because they forgot to eat or sleep. It said why, when Krishna Balaram left Nandagaon and Braj, Vrijbasis stopped eating. So then the Palinda women and women from Kamyavan and some of the Adivasis, they were coming with buttermilk. They were coming and milking the cows. They were milking Nanda Maharaj's cows and taking care of the cows and giving them buttermilk and some roti. They were taking the milk and butter and for themselves. And they were just, and Nanda Yashoda, everyone was just eating some roti and some chach, some buttermilk, just to maintain their lives. Because they couldn't give up their lives, although it was every day they were dying, but they had to live because Krishna said he'll come back. Because there's a whole discussion sometimes given. Who has greater Vatsalya Bhav? Dasharath or Nanda Maharaj? In one of my lectures is there. The answer is Nanda Maharaj. And his whole discussion. Because he was dying every day. Dasharath gave up his body once. This is the thing. Oh, he's such a great devotee. When Ram left, then he said, oh, how can I bear? Oh, Ram. And he died. So, oh, certainly he's a great devotee. He's in the Tiparishad of Ramachandra, eternal associate. So he showed so much attachment, he couldn't bear to live. But actually, the acharyas, all of our acharyas say that Nanda Maharaj's Vatsalya Bhav is so much higher. Of course, obviously it is because it's Brajaras. It's the highest form of Godhead. Braj is the highest Dham, and Krishna is the highest form of Godhead. So obviously the associates in Braj, they have the highest expression of Sakiras, the highest expression of Vatsalya, etc. The deepest, most developed.